Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to the Best Versions podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. I'm your host, Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm inshallah going to use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move from average to excellence, bi'idhnillah. And as usual, alhamdulillah, I'm super thrilled to meet you again in another episode. In fact, in episode number 44, alhamdulillah. So today, inshallah, we will discuss three tools that I use to keep my mind positive. Yeah, I have three particular tools that I use to keep my mind positive. And I'm confident that these tools, inshallah, will help you keep your mind positive as well. Now, talking about tools, the first person that comes to my mind is Dr. Phil Stutz. Actually, Phil Stutz is one of the world's leading psychiatrists and coaches. He has written incredible books, and one of the best books I highly recommend is The Tools. That's why he comes to my mind. In the book, he teaches five incredible tools to help you move forward in life. You see, most of the time, negativity, pain, fear, and all of these things, negative emotions, they keep us stuck in one place. We feel like we are stuck in a maze and we find ourselves in a desperate situation, unable to move forward in life. So that feeling of being stuck actually is incredibly detrimental to our life in this world as well as in the Akhirah, right? And that's where the tools he mentions in his book are exceptionally beneficial. And one of the things he constantly talks about in his books as well as in his coaching is that about the reality of life. So he says that there are basically three aspects of reality that nobody gets to avoid. I mean, in other words, those three things will be your life's constant companion until you meet your Lord. Now, what are those three things that everyone has to phase in our life that the film mentions? Well, they are number one, pain, number two, uncertainty, and number three, constant work. So as humans, all of us go through these things. Every one of us has pain in our lives, right? I mean, there's no way, I don't think a single person in this world who doesn't have pain in life. Everyone has. I'm not talking about physical pain, obviously, it's emotional pain mostly. And we go through so many uncertainties. I mean, nothing is certain in this life, right? Every single day we face so many uncertainties. And obviously all of us are busy with constant work. And as Phil says, that is the reality of life. Whether you are a Muslim, Hindu, Christian, Buddhist, or regardless of in which area or in which country you live, that's something that every human being faces. That's just part and parcel of being human. And we can't overcome any of these things in life. That's the fact. When we overcome one pain, another pain will wait at our doorstep, right? When we overcome one uncertainty, another one will wait just next to us. And the same thing with the work. I mean, once we get one thing get done, and the other one will wait the next day. So this is basically the reality of life. Now, despite this predicament, we have a life to live. We need to move forward to achieve success in both worlds. Okay, we need to move forward. And the tools Phil teaches are all about that. And he says the tools actually provides, the tools he provides are not the key to being happy in this life. It's about helping you. The tools are all about, they are to help you to do the work. Regardless of how you feel, regardless of how you feel stuck. It's about helping you unstuck. That's what his tools actually help. And that's an important distinction to make. As Muslims, we know the reason why we are here is not for the sake of achieving happiness. Because happiness isn't an achievement, right? It is a process. Sure, we should have some joy in our lives in this world. That's obvious. It's part and parcel of life. However, our ultimate happiness is not in this world, but in the Akhirah. So our goal in this life is to put in the work so that we can enjoy, so that we can be happy forever in the Akhirah. So that leads to our topic today. Today I want to actually talk about three tools that will help you be positive regardless of what life throws at you. These three tools will help you feed your mind positively and move you forward in life. Because as I told you just before, the main reason we feel stuck is because we want to avoid pain or uncertainty or constant work. And as Phil says, that's just part and parcel of being alive. So if you want to actually unstuck in our life and move forward in our life, we need to constantly energize our mind. We need to constantly feed our mind with positive things. Because, well, as you know, negative thing is a negative emotion, right? So pain is negativity, uncertainty is a negative emotion at times. So all these things, in order for us to overcome and win at life, we need to basically feed our mind positively. Now, feeding your mind with positive thoughts and emotions will actually help you immensely navigate through the pain, uncertainty, and constant work Phil talks about. I mean, you don't overcome actually these pains, because even once you overcome that, you will have another pain to face with, right? So it's all these things will help you immensely navigate through the pain and uncertainty and constant what we talked about. There's a beautiful Native American fable that metaphorically, or we can call them Indian Americans, right? So Native American, basically, they have a beautiful fable that metaphorically talks about the importance of feeding our minds with positive and beneficial things. So the fable goes like this. They say there's a constant battle of two wolves inside each of us. Okay, there's a good wolf and a bad one. So both of them keep on fighting. The bad wolf is so full of evil, jealousy, greed, resentment, etc. However, the good wolf is like joyous, peaceful, loving, hopeful, and kind. Now, both of these wolves fight, and they try to win every time, right? Now, when these two wolves fight, which of the wolves actually wins the battle? It's a good question, right? So, which of the wolves wins the battle? And the answer is actually the one you feed them. Whether the good or the bad wins depending on whom you feed. Now, the analogy is actually perfect for our minds too. Which of our minds will win? The mind that we feed will win. So if you constantly feed your mind with negativity, social media updates, and daily news, and all these negative things, obviously this mind will defeat your good mind, which wants to learn, progress, and achieve success in life, right? So that's why it's incredibly important to feed your mind positively. Keep your mind in a positive state and don't feed your mind with all this negativity, because end of the day, the mind that you feed will win. So today I actually want to help you or actually provide you three tools that all of you have access to feed your mind positively. So I want you to pay attention to this. These tools that I'm going to mention right now, all of you have, inshallah, access to them, and most of the time it's free. And they will help you keep your mind positively throughout the day and months and years, inshallah. Okay, now are you ready for the very first tool? Great. So what's the very first tool? The very first tool that can incredibly help us infuse positivity in our life is undoubtedly the Quran. Yes, the Quran gives us hope, it gives us optimism, it gives us positivity in life. So if I were to actually list all the ayahs that Quran talks about instilling hope, optimism and positivity, well, first and foremost, I wouldn't even know all those ayahs because I'm not an expert in that, subhanAllah. But even those ayahs that I know, if I were to just list them, it would take at least a couple of episodes just to mention those ayahs. It's so amazing because, I mean, alhamdulillah, if you open the Quran, you see, right, from the beginning to end, there are so many ayahs that gives us hope and optimism and positivity. Now, my goal isn't to actually list all these ayahs today. However, I would like to just share with some of the Quranic ayahs that instill so much positivity in my life. Whenever I feel like I'm down, those are the surahs, those are the ayahs that comes to my mind first and foremost. So one of the ayahs that I very, very often mention is the ayah in Surah Yusuf, where, you know, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam talks about, he basically teaches his children and say, go and search for Yusuf and his brother Binyamin, and definitely do not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you search, because those people who lose hope are basically, those are kuffar, you know, that's what he says. So that's one of the ayahs. And another ayah that really, really, really gives me so much hope is the ayah in Surah At-Talaq, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah, in Surah At-Talaq, actually, it's the verse 2 and 3, actually, the last ayah, the end of the second ayah and the beginning of this third ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this, وَمَن يَتَّقُ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever is mindful of Allah, Allah will make a way out for them and provide for them from sources they could never imagine. So Allah gives you a guarantee. If you are mindful of Allah, if you have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't worry about that, because He will take care of it and He will provide you from sources that you can't even imagine right now. And then He continues that whoever puts their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He alone is sufficient for them. I mean, if you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is sufficient. And when Allah is sufficient for us, subhanAllah, we don't need to worry about anything in life, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then concludes that ayah with, certainly Allah achieves His will. Allah has already set a destiny for everything. So listen, now whatever difficulties you're going through, it's all from His will, and it's okay. There's a destiny for everything that He has said. So just bear with it and be confident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way for you. Make a way out for you, inshallah. So that ayah gives me so much hope and positivity and optimism. It's incredible. Whenever you have difficulties, go through that ayah and you will feel that, okay, when Allah will definitely make a way out for you, inshallah, and provide you from sources that you can't even imagine right now. And another ayah that mostly everyone of us know that is that is from Surah Ash-Sharh, verse 6 and 7, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Verily with the hardship there is relief. And verily with the hardship there is relief. Allah is repeating it again, subhanAllah. And as you know, in every sentence, every ayah, every letter in Quran, there is a reason for that, right? So subhanAllah, one of the reasons that Allah is basically repeating is to make sure, to basically confirm the message to you, like, hey, don't worry, with the hardship there is a relief. whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a difficulty, a problem, a challenge, an obstacle, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make you better. That's basically the message. Every difficulty that you face right now in your life is because Allah wants to give you better. Allah wants to make you better. Allah wants to improve your situation. You just need to be aware of that and actually try to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, much can be said. Let me finish with another one ayah that is one of my favorite ayah as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 286. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not burden a soul beyond that it can bear. So whatever problems we go through right now, whatever difficulties we go through right now, we know that this is something because Allah wants us to become better and stronger. It's something I can bear. Allah wouldn't test me with something that I can't bear, you know, every difficulty. And the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us is because He wants to see who amongst us is actually doing good deeds, who amongst us actually using these difficulties to become better and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I say, the list is very, very long, and I'm not going into all these Quranic ayahs, but the reason I just wanted to give you a couple of ayahs is because I want you to have this idea that the Quran is one of the sources to increase of positivity. So the simple message is this: whenever you overcome with negativity, whenever you are overcome with negativity in life, open the Quran, read it, and try to understand the message it is trying to convey to you. Okay? So whenever you are overcome with the negativity in life, open the Mus'haf, read it, and try to understand the message it is trying to convey to you. And you will certainly, most certainly, find strength and new hope in your life. So that should be our number one source to turn to. So that was the first tool, Quran. Second tool is books. Yes, the second thing I turn to is books. Now, good books actually teach me and increase my positivity and productivity. Now, talking about books, I usually don't read novels. We don't go into that subject right now. I don't usually read novels. Rather, I read books that help me learn something new. Those books are mostly in the genre of self-help books, scientific productivity books, and all these things. So these books actually helps me enhance my mind, and they even widen my horizon. So now think about why books can be so beneficial and how it can actually increase our positivity. Now, think about it first this. When you read a book such as The Tools I mentioned before, okay, you are in fact learning Phil Stutz's wisdom that took him maybe 60 years to discover. Okay, he's I think around 80 years old or 75, 80. So all his wisdom that took him 40, 50, 60 years, you have the luxury. You have the luxury of learning the summary of his wisdom within a few hours. I mean, what a great opportunity is that, right? That's how I see whenever I read a book. Like a book is not just 300 or 200 pages. It's their best wisdom distilled within few hundred pages. And you get to read that and benefit from it as much as they benefit from it. So the author shares his insights on how he tackled a certain problem and how it helped to solve his problem. Now, that gives you hope and positivity that you can also overcome that problem by applying the same solution. And you get to that solution by reading a book that takes less than a few hours to read. Okay? So, again, why do books actually give us so much positivity and hope? Because you see, most of the time we are stuck in life because we don't know the tools to unstuck ourselves, right? We are stuck because we just don't know the tools to unstuck ourselves. When you read, when you learn from these books, these books actually give you the tools to get unstuck in life and move forward. And that's why I say after reading the Quran, I usually turn to books because they give you the tools to move forward. The Quran gives you so much positivity and hope, and those books give you the tools to move forward. Because as I said, one of the reasons why we are stuck is because we don't have the tools. So the more you read, the more tools you have at your fingertips, and that is a game changer. And at least it has been a game changer in my life, alhamdulillah. Whenever I want to learn something, I just order a couple of books, and then I learn, and I try to learn from it and try to apply it. And alhamdulillah, I feel, I can overcome that problem that I have been facing for months and years. Now, not only that, reading is a beautiful therapy for our minds as well. It gives you an opportunity to look at life from a different perspective. It gives you new ideas to experiment with. It shows you different ways to engage with your problem, right? And that's very, very important. Once you are stuck with your problem, you think there's only one way to solve it, and that's the way you know it, and it's not working. Now, reading all these books gives you different opportunities, different ideas and different perspectives. And that's very important for you to tackle any problem that you face in your life. And that's why I think reading is an exceptionally beneficial tool to be positive in life. Unfortunately, most people don't read, unfortunately. And I think, inshallah, if there is one thing you can change in your life in 2023, try to make it with reading more books, inshallah. Let's move to the third tool. The third tool is listening to podcasts. Now, I'm not making any advertisement for my podcast. Just for the record, I love listening to podcasts. I just love listening to podcasts. And alhamdulillah, I've been listening to podcasts for, I think, from the time it was launched. I don't know, it's maybe more than 10 years right now. And alhamdulillah, I have listened to hundreds and thousands of hours of podcasts so far in my life. And as you know, there are hundreds and thousands of incredible podcasts out there that teach you about anything under the sun. Anything you want to know, just go through and just listen to them, and you will learn so much. Just like books, podcasts help you learn a lot of tools to become better at life, right? So books and podcasts, both of them really help you to learn a lot of tools. However, one thing that sets podcasts apart from books is that they make you relatable. You're listening to an interview in a podcast and seeing how the other person faced problems and overcame them. Right? When you listen to a podcast and you listen to that person and see how that person overcame the problem, that gives you hope. That gives you hope, number one, that many problems we face right now are actually a common humanity thing. Like, all the humans have these problems. It's maybe in different ratio, different percentage, but all of us face certain problems, and that's a common humanity. So you know that you are not alone in this problem. The other person had the same problem, and if that person can overcome it, well, you know that you can overcome it too, right? Alhamdulillah. So it gives you that hope, and it makes you relatable because you're listening to a human. It's not just reading a book. You're listening to the emotions. You're understanding that person by listening to it, and that has a power. So that's why I think listening to podcasts can be very powerful as well, and help you to actually increase your positivity through learning as well as through relating your problem as well. So whenever I am in a maze, whenever I feel I'm stuck, and when I feel like I can't move forward, and that's then I turn to one of these tools, alhamdulillah. And honestly speaking, all these three tools combined is very, very powerful, alhamdulillah. And that's why I try to use them, alhamdulillah, almost every single day. And that keeps my mind positive, and regardless of what life throws at you, you feel like you can overcome them, these problems, because your mind is in a very positive state, alhamdulillah. And without exception, these tools provide me with so much positivity that I always find new ways to get out of that maze. Alhamdulillah. So I sincerely hope that you can take something beneficial from this episode. In fact, before you leave, tell me, or at least answer it yourself, what is the number one tool you will use to unstuck when you are stuck next time? Next time when you are stuck, you feel like you can't move forward in life, you are fearful, you are going through a pain, what's the number one tool you will use? Define it for you and then use it, inshallah. Okay? Great. So just go and do it. Alhamdulillah. That's all from me for today. Thanks all very much for listening to my podcast. I sincerely pray that this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. Please subscribe to my podcast and also share the podcast with your family and friends. You can make a difference in others' lives by sharing this information with them. So until we meet the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.